Back in the Zone, live from the Fury Electric Studios on the Buzz Radio Network and online at 1037thebuzz.com. I used to fool around,
but I couldn't take punishment and had to settle down. Welcome back to Fayetteville, the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History. Justin Akre, Randy Dixon's been joining us this morning, and the former U.S. Senator and Governor of Arkansas, David Pryor, joining us now as well. Senator, good to see you. How are you?
Hey, Justin. Hi.
It's great to be here, finally. I've heard a lot about the facility. I'm thrilled to be here today, and appreciate you letting us come up and be part of what y'all have going
we
on.
We are honored that you would use this as your venue for your broadcast, and thank you very, very much.
I promise Justin. You, it will not be the last time.
Thank you.
We'll be back again.
We welcome you.
Well, you've got to be thrilled at what's going on here, and, you know, Randy and I was fortunate enough to work at KATV for several years and got to see the archives. It was a little scary in the basement at KATV, but you all have worked very hard to try to archive and keep that history alive.
There's nothing like that archive in the United States. There's nothing even that resembles this. And so we're just honored to have that archive, and just, we're going to protect it, we're going to preserve it, and just as importantly, we're going to share it. We're going to share it with all the people of our state and our country, and it's a wonderful half century of history of the state of Arkansas and its people and events, and it's just fabulous to have it. And We salute KATV for having the vision of saving it, and Randy was one of those who did this, along with Jim Pitcock and the late Dale Nicholson and others. So this collection is a treasure.
Tell me about how the Pryor Center came to be. What was the idea
behind that? Years ago, actually, I was just had left the Senate, and I had been invited down to Baton Rouge to make a talk at the retirement function at the state capitol for U.S. Senator Russell Long, Huey P. Long's son, who I'd served in the Senate with for 18 years. And I was making one of the speeches, and at his farewell, he had asked me to come. And after that, we went to LSU campus, and I said, I'd love to see your oral history department. And so they showed us. My wife and I, Barbara, went. And before you knew it, we had driving back to Little Rock the next day, I said, you know, we've got a few campaign dollars left over in our old campaign fund that's just kind of drawing dust and gathering dust, I should say. And I said, why don't we see if the university would be interested in Fayetteville of doing something like this? And one thing led to another, and sure enough, it took hold. And it was just oral history at first, and then when we thought about the great KATV collection and other videos and tapes and whatever around, we changed it to oral and visual history. That's how the visual came to be. And one thing led to another, and this was a few years back, and we've made great progress. We've got a great crew here in Fayetteville. And just because we're in Fayetteville, that does not mean it's just the University of Arkansas Fayetteville. It means it's statewide. We work with every school, with every institution you can imagine, and nonprofits alike. And so it's been a wonderful opportunity for us to stay involved and to be involved and to share the history and the stories of Arkansas. The people of Arkansas are storytellers, and that's what this is about. Mm-hmm. It's about telling the Arkansas stories and keeping those stories alive, because it's so important.
Well, no matter where you grew up in the state, and I know you went to school at Henderson State and school here at Arkansas as well, but there's that common thread of Razorbacks through most of the state. When did your relationship with Arkansas start? When did you get a chance to I always, you know, think about first Razorback games, things like that. When did you get involved in as a fan for the first times? Can you remember?
Well, I guess I do remember. I grew up in Camden,
right,
at 100 miles south of Little Rock, 300 miles at that time from Fayetteville. And my dad used to take me to Razorback games at War Memorial Stadium in Little Rock. It was just being built at that time. And one of my great all-time heroes then and now is Clyde Scott, number 12, smack over Arkansas. Clyde, smack over Scott.
Yeah.
And we have a wonderful interview with Clyde Scott here. And he's one of those guys who I revered so much as a kid, as a 10, 12, 14-year-old kid. growing up, and I remember one day, I think Arkansas had played TCU in Little Rock, I'm not sure, and after the game, my dad somehow or another took me down on the field, and everybody came down on the field during that time. And as Clyde Scott walked by to the dressing room, I remember I touched him on his leg. I'll never forget that. And I've gotten to know Clyde Scott over the years. I still am in awe of this man. I get nervous and I choke up, not choke up, but I freeze up and don't know still what to say to him, because he was and is my hero. And he exemplified, I think, the best of sports and sportsmanship in Arkansas. But that's kind of how I got involved, I guess, for the first time. I was growing up in Camden, and we used to go to Little Rock to the ball game.
Yeah, it's funny. It doesn't matter who I talk to. It's everybody has a memory of their first game and, you know, going to games as kids. And I love getting the memories from folks.
Yeah, those are good. Thank you.
Senator David Pryor joining us in the zone. We were at the Pryor Center in Fayetteville, and about to get a new facility, which we'll talk about in a little bit. I was going to ask you about basketball, too. I was thinking everybody has seen, you know, video of President Clinton watching the national championship basketball game. So I would ask you, what were you up to on game night?
Well, game night, if I'm not mistaken, we may have been at the White House that night to watch it. Mm-hmm. I just can't remember that, but I think we were. And I remember shortly after the game, the president had the team to Washington and mm-hmm. honored the team, as I recall, and I think we were part of that ceremony. So it was an exciting time, and those games are exciting in Bud Walton Arena and wherever they play,
right.
They're exciting.
Well, you've been awfully busy since getting out of the Senate, but I want to talk to you about your time in there, 18 years, and some of your high points and maybe some low points and things we're disappointed
no.
that you couldn't get through. And I'm sure, you know, in talking to your son, I'm sure he goes through that too, that you can't always get done what you think is important. But when you look back on your career and the lengthy one it was, what are some things that you're proud of, most proud of?
Oh, gosh. That's hard to say. I'm going to leave that for historians to judge that.
Yep.
But I think really right now, I look back and I just hope I guess you would say I hope I expanded the field and of public service, and not only in office but out of office, because public service, whatever it is, I think is a calling, and I think it's a noble calling. It's too bad today that there's an atmosphere of kind of poisonous relationships and a chemistry in Washington, D.C. that it did not exist when I was there, but you could sense it was building, this poison, I guess you would say, in the atmosphere. But and I think to a large extent, it's driven to some degree by money and the amount of money that's required today to run for public office, especially on the Washington level. To seek a Senate seat today is in the millions of dollars. That's unbelievable.
Right.
And it's not good. And then many things have happened since then to, I guess you would say the word is, to exacerbate the problem and the intensity of the competitiveness. And it's more than being competitive. It's kind of playing the game of gotcha. We used to have potluck suppers on Sunday nights when we were in Washington with our families, with Republicans and Democrats alike.
Mm-hmm.
And we knew their wives and spouses. We knew their dogs and cats and parakeets and children and everything. So that doesn't exist any longer. And I hope someday we can return to a civility that we used to practice. I think we can. I hope we can.
Yeah. We only have a couple minutes at the top of the hour, and I'm hoping we can keep you into the 11 o'clock hour. But I was going to ask you about your calling. When did you first decide, and what led you to politics in the first place?
Oh, brother, that's a hard one. my mother was the first woman in Arkansas to seek a public office. She ran for clerk of our county, circuit clerk, actually, mm-hmm. Down in Camden. And she lost, of course. That was right after women got the right to vote in the early 1920s. My dad was the sheriff of the county, my great-grandfather. So I kind of grew up around the courthouse on election nights. I remember specifically as a child going down to the courthouse to listen to the election returns. We didn't have television, of course, but they came in on KAMD radio, Camden radio.
Mm-hmm.
And I always loved that and loved the people involved in the election process and the politicians and what have you. So I was a courthouse child, a mm-hmm. child of the courthouse, sure. so to speak, because as I said, my father was the sheriff, and just for a few years he was sheriff and then retired after 4 years, and his chief deputy became the sheriff. But I loved being around politics and politicians and seeing things happen, and ultimately being a part and a player myself.
And I think we're just, Matt, how long do we have to the top of the hour here?
We have 1 minute and the music's starting now.
Okay, so we're just about against it, but I'm hoping can we keep you for a few more minutes?
Sure.
Okay, we're going to take a quick time out, and we'll be back. Much more coming up with Senator David Pryor. Look forward to it, and got a few other things we want to get into. And I know it's like we've got a special guest that wants to get in and visit with you as well. So it is 10:57. We'll be back in just a moment from the Pryor Center for Arkansas Oral and Visual History in Fayetteville. Stay with us. You're in the zone.